Now, the United States has slapped new sanctions on Iranian companies over the country's launch of a satellite-carrying rocket. Sanctions target six Iranian subsidiaries of the Shahid Himmat Industrial Group. U.S. Treasury says the group is key to Iran's ballistic missile program. Now, according to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, the U.S. Will continue its efforts to rein in Iran's ballistic missile program. And on Thursday, the U.S. said Iran's launch of the satellite-carrying rocket was in violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions. Iran's foreign minister has denied the U.S. allegation that the Islamic Republic space rocket launch on Thursday was in fact a violation of the 2015 nuclear deal. Mohammad Javad Zarif says each and every word of that nuclear accord was negotiated carefully and that Iran remains committed to both the letter and spirit of that agreement. Zarif also says Iran has no intention to develop nuclear weapons and cannot, therefore, develop anything designed to be capable of delivering such arms. According to a top Iranian diplomat, Washington's words and actions indicate its lack of good faith. U.S. Department of State has described the space rocket launch by Iran as, quote, a provocative move. And joining us out of Oregon for more on the story is Mr. James H. Fetzer, Professor Emeritus from the University of Minnesota Duluth. Hello there, Professor, and thank you for gracing us once again with your presence, sir. So, a scientific program to put satellites into orbit being labeled as, quote, provocative. Your thoughts, sir?
That's simply absurd. In fact, all of these sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea are based on ignorance, propaganda, disinformation. Iran has fully complied with the nuclear agreement. Iran had long since abandoned its efforts to develop nuclear weapons. As early as 2003, the U.S. intel agencies had confirmed it. They had no basis in reason from the beginning. And now these additional sanctions on Russia in particular are likely to have adverse consequences on the relations between the European Union and the United States because their attempts to curtail Russia's providing energy to the European Union, which it desperately needs. It's being done on a unilateral basis. The American Congress appears to be completely oblivious of the fact that there was no Russian hacking. Even veteran intelligence professionals have studied the data and concluded that the files that were transferred were downloaded locally at a rate of transmission impossible for a distant server. The whole thing was a fabrication. We even have a new book about the Hillary Clinton campaign by two investigative journalists entitled Shattered, explaining that Robbie Mook and John Podesta made up the Russian hacking meme within 24 hours of Hillary Clinton's concession speech in order to conceal the incompetent campaign they run, her rejection by the American people, to try to sabotage the Trump campaign and undermine improving relations with Russia. It appears from the vote that it just passed that it's succeeding in a spectacular fashion.
And where do you think the Trump administration is, you know, headed with its approach toward Iran? Because we've seen a split camp within the administration now. We see, you know, Tillerson and Mad Dog Mattis and the Joint Chiefs of Staff on one side. We see O'Bannon and Trump on one side trying to push. I mean, Trump and O'Bannon, I'm sure you're aware, trying to push to get, you know, the rest of the team on board to classify Iran's compliance with the accord, is saying that they're not in compliance and they're not fulfilling their obligations under that 2015 nuclear accord when Iran is. Rex Tillerson said they are. There's been this falling out, and a lot of people say in the next couple of months we might even see Rex Tillerson resign over this spat. Your thoughts, where the Trump administration, why they're being, you know, they're stepping up this witch hunt against Iran, to what end?
Well, it is a witch hunt. I would like to believe that with the replacement of Rex Priebus as chief of staff by John Kelly, the Marine Corps general, who will bring greater stability to the White House, that this nonsense with regard to Iran will be dispatched in short order. I mean, the United States is attempting to destabilize democratically elected governments all over the world, as happened in Iran in 1953, as happened recently in the Ukraine, as we're attempting even now in Syria. The idea that the United States should be troubled by non-existent efforts to influence the American election under these circumstances is completely hypocritical and absurd.
Thank you for joining us, Professor. We're all out of time. That was Professor James Fetzer joining us out of the lush green state of Oregon, Professor Emeritus at the University of Minnesota, Duluth.